KBPI. Week after week, you customized it at KBPI.com. Time to park it in your garage. Join us for the Metal Shop finale and win a last-minute Metal Shop key.
This Sunday.
At the Take 5 Tavern. KBPI.
1067 KPI 732. Good morning. It's your show, BPI Mornings. Hey, Mudvayne. Haven't heard that in a while. A little dull boy. All right. So, let's see. What's going on in the world? It's funny because you go for a couple days and you feel just like, I get back and I'm like, what's going on in the world? Like, I'm so sick of, and this is going to come as a big shock to most. I'm sick of cars right now.
Oh, really?
Sick of it.
You know, is this your first time in your life you've been sick of cars?
I just want a break for a minute without, you know, I can't really this week just because I got Metal Shop and a bunch of other stuff, but I've got my own personal cars that I just haven't had time to get to and work on, and I need to. I've had, you know, the Metal Shop car that I've been helping with. I got all this cramming I've been doing for the Two Guys Garage Show, which debuts next Monday with me on it, and I just like, dude, it was literally like a college exam. You know, you're studying for all this stuff that, you know, up until now, I just, you know, for example, it's, and what I mean by studying is they want us to be able on the show explain how something works, not just, I'm trying to think of a good example. Okay, the cooling system. All right, most guys would be like, yeah, man, pour in the antifreeze. And the water mixer, and it, you know, dissipates the heat, rolls over the metal, absorbs some of the heat, comes out of the radiator, cools off the fan. Nah, they want to know every single thing about it. Like, you know, what are new technology for the hot spots? You create these big vapor things, and this and that and the other, and how they're, you know, finding out ways to combat it and all that stuff. So anyway, it's just basically like a big college course. And I'm like, okay, enough.
And your final exam is all being videoed.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't mind it, but still. You know, and you go down to Florida, it's like a different world down there, man. Dude, I'm driving. This is crazy. I'm driving back, and I got this Ford Focus. And, man, you forget how blessed we are in Denver. Okay, you take away the humidity factor, right? Because we just don't have it compared to Florida.
Right.
Right? And as I'm driving to the airport, and I'm hauling ass because they only give you like an hour and 20 minutes to get to the airport, drop off your rental car, and catch your plane. Right? So I'm like, I'm hauling the mail, and I was like, poosh. There are bugs out there that literally fly around, and I swear to God, it looks like a toddler hit your damn windshield. I mean, it is crazy. Like a massive bug is just all over your window. You could feel it in the car. What? And he just... It's literally like a bird hit it. It just smears up your window. Just all the way up your window. And I'm like, God damn, that was a huge bug. I mean, the things are massive. And they fly. Like, what part of the world is this? Crazy. But nonetheless, pretty fun. I did love the fact that in the hotel, we stay at a Holiday Inn Express. There's nothing nice, as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
But the Holiday Inn Express has a pancake maker.
The pancake machine.
I'm telling you, it is such a health benefit for me not to own one of these or not have one of these anywhere in my life. Because all you do, bro, is walk up to it and it says, press OK for two pancakes. Hit OK. Flop. Flop, two pancakes. And I was like, that's awesome. So every morning when I was down there, I'd hit okay once, twice. I'm still hungry. Three times. I got a short stack of six pancakes. And they're free. But you can't give a guy free pancakes. It's awesome. Yeah, I tore it up. Anyway, man, so I had a good time down there, but didn't miss you guys.